Welcome back. I'm Peter Van de Graaff, your host for this broadcast, featuring performances by Music of the Baroque. You've just heard several selections from Music of the Baroque's holiday recordings. And now we return to Music of the Baroque's holiday brass and choral concert, recorded last December, 2011, in Northbrook, Illinois. Secular and sacred intermingle in many Christmas traditions. Instrumental pieces from Michael Pretorius' Terpsichore recall the Shepherd's Dance, also known as the Bergamasca, Shepherd's Hay, or Schäfertanz, and performed during miracle plays in Europe at Christmas and New Year's. Mateo Flecha's jovial villancico El Adondon Verges Maria further emphasizes these blurred boundaries. Here now are instrumental dances from Michael Pretorius' collection Terpsichore, followed by Mateo Flecha's El Adondon Verges Maria, featuring tenor Stephen Noon.
Thank you.
Just heard several dances from Praetorius Terpsichore as performed by Music of the Baroque under the direction of William John Gray, followed by Mateo Flechas y La Dondon Virgis Maria featuring tenor Stephen Noon. The memorable imagery of Christ's birth, from the child lying in the manger to shepherds and kings following a star, is the subject of the following pieces. Morten Lauritsen's setting of O Magnum Mysterium contrasts the miracle of Christ's birth with his lowly surroundings. 19th century composer Pater Cornelius' Epiphany anthem, The Three Kings, is followed by the Coventry Carol, which, unlike songs heralding Christ's birth, laments an infant's death, referring to the massacre of the innocents by King Herod. Here now are Morten Lauritsen's O Magnum Mysterium, Pater Cornelius, The Three Kings, and the anonymous Coventry Carol, as performed by Music of the Baroque in their annual holiday brass and choral concert under the direction of William John Gray.
Thank you. Incense were there.
You just heard Morten Lauritsen's O Magnum Mysterium, Peter Cornelius, The Three Kings, with baritone Kevin Keyes, and the anonymous Coventry Carol. William John Gray conducted Chicago's Music of the Baroque in this performance recorded last December in Northbrook, Illinois, at the group's annual Holiday Brass and Choral Concert. Antiphonal works written for double choir hint at the duality many cultures celebrate at the New Year, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. With their alternating masses of sound, Hans Leo Hassler's Verbum Caro Factum Est and Gabrielli's Canzone Septimi Toni a Otto must have sounded marvelous in cavernous cathedrals like St. Mark's in Venice. The program concludes with two holiday brass and choral traditions, Pretorius' setting of Es ist ein Rose entsprungen, the German poem on which Howell's A Spotless Rose was based earlier, and the early Christian hymn Te Deum Laudamus. Here now is the final segment of Music of the Baroque's annual Holiday Brass and Choral Concert, recorded in December 2011.
Thank you.
just heard music of the Baroque in Hans Leo Hassler's Verbum Caro Factum Est and Gabrieli's Canzona Septimi Toni a Otto, followed by Pretorius' setting of Es ist ein Rose entsprungen, and the early Christian hymn Te Deum Laudamus. This concludes tonight's broadcast featuring music of the Baroque's annual holiday brass and choral concert, recorded last December at Divine Word Chapel in Northbrook, Illinois. The music of the Baroque Chorus and Brass Ensemble was directed by William John Gray. Most of the music you heard this evening is available on Music of the Baroque's latest CD release, Jubilate. Visit baroque.org to purchase this and other recordings. Learn more about this season's concerts and order tickets online. You can also call Music of the Baroque's box office at 312-551-1414. Thank you for joining us for Music of the Baroque's Holiday Brass and Choral Concerts. The recording engineer is Richard Mintel. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. The producer is Donald Mueller.